pretty tough evening. They're not a bad side going forward, Kettering, but actually, when we started to get at them a little bit, they didn't look quite so good at the back. Unfortunately, things didn't go our way. We didn't get at them quite enough.
Yeah,
what'd you make of it?
Well, you say that, didn't you? The only goal we scored was from a bit of a freak free kick, wasn't it? So they're not that bad at the back, trust me. But no, like, I thought first half we played relatively well, especially the first half an hour. I thought we just unfortunate when you have that good period and you find yourselves on top, you need to score. And you know, Draycott had the best chance in that opening period where the keeper made a good save, and then the two balls into the box, which, you know, out of the corner never went in, and then the one that the goalkeeper spilled, it doesn't fall to our player. And, you know, at that point we needed to score, and we didn't. And then the second half, I thought we defensively were just all over the place, in all honesty. It wasn't good enough. We've just addressed that. You know, the fact that we conceded four, I think if it wasn't for the goalkeeper, it could have been seven or eight. I thought he had a tremendous game. But yeah, no, it's... I'm not disappointed today that we lost, because I thought we deserved to lose. So, you know, when that situation happens, it's about finding out why and then addressing it, making sure the players are aware, because I think that too many times this season we were just making individual errors, and it's the same individual errors, and those players have got to tidy up and know what they are and know what we want and know what the team needs. And we have to be better defensively to give ourselves a better chance of winning, because, you know, if you concede in two, you're not going to win games, let alone if you concede in three or four. So, yeah, look, it was a tough evening, but no, I think it's an opportunity for us to learn. It's an opportunity for the players to take some criticism, which I've been critical of a few in the dressing room, and you know, made them aware that I'm not happy with a few things, and, you know, we'll see now how they react and how they move forward going into Saturday's game against Chesham.
Yeah, it's not going to be easy. We lost Tom McGowan half time, injury or?
Yeah, knee problem. He thought it was a dead leg, and he thought he might be able to get through the game, but it's giving him some pain during the first half, so we'll just have to assess that and see where he's at. But yeah, he was struggling today, so yeah, we'll assess it. But hopefully Peter Clark and Charlie Diaf will be back in training on Thursday, so it will just be another couple of players back to strengthen the squad. And yeah, you know, we'll prepare properly and we'll go to Chesham, where, let's be honest, Nigel, we know that if we play well, we've got a chance of winning. Yep. But we have to be better than we were tonight, especially defensively. And we'll be working really hard to put it right.
Okay, mate. Thank you very much.
Cheers.
Cheers.